Welcome everybody, share number 1377 and the writing is share number 529529. Okay, so Be'ezrus Hashem, we finish the halachas of when one has to wash their hands and we want to start the halachas of priority of brachas, kadima bebrachas. Now, so just to start off, when a person wishes to eat more than one food, more than one type of food, whether it's different brachas, in other words, you might have something that's ha'etz, you might have something that's ha'doma, and maybe something that's shahakal. So the question is, what should you eat first? Now, we're going to see how it works. Sometimes there are times where a person, bedafka, wants to eat something first, in other words, like the shahakal, which is on the lower level, but they have to eat it first, or they want to eat it first for various reasons, whatever. Okay, so we'll see how that works. But to start off, we're talking about a case in general, where in general, whatever, I'm eating the three foods. I don't care which one. I could eat the ha'etz first, adama. I don't know. I might have an apple. I might have, a cantaloupe. I might have a piece of chocolate, whatever the case is. But which one should I make first? And I'll be eating them, whatever, one after another, no specific order. I really doesn't make a difference to me. So that's one case. Then we have another case where you might have the same type of, similarly, you have foods which require the same bracha, right? Many times you have different foods that require the same bracha. You could have apple and orange, whatever the case might be. You might have a banana and melon, right? So those are, again, those are different type of foods which require the same bracha. And we're going to see how that works. And then you have something what's called, which we'll see, the shivas aminim, for example, like a pomegranate, a grape, right? It's also ha'etz. You have also an apple, that's ha'etz. Orange, that's ha'etz. How does that work? We're going to see that the shivas aminim always has to come first. In other words, the bracha should be made on that, but we'll see how that works. So the bottom line is you have over here, you have various different foods with the same bracha. So which food do we say is the most important food, whereby you're only going to make one bracha? I'm going to be eating all these four or five various different foods at one time. So which one should I make the bracha on for all of them? You're going to make only one bracha that'll cover all five different foods. It'll cover the ha'etz, will cover the apple, will cover the grape, and will cover the orange, right? So what do you make the bracha on? And then have everything else fall under that, okay? And like we said, the first one, the first type is just various different type of brachas. I have Amazonas, I have shahakal, and I'll be eating it all in the same sitting. What should I make the bracha on first? Okay, and then we're going to see, when do these halachas not apply? Are there circumstances when they don't apply? Like if they're not in front of me, I'll be eating them, but I only have one item in front of me. I have to get up to the fridge to get the other. And is that going to make a difference? What about if I'm extremely thirsty? I need to take a drink before I make a bracha of a higher level. Would that make a difference also? We'll see how these various different things come into play. Okay, so this is one of the things, this is basically what we'll be talking about for the next chunk of time, Be'ezras Hashem. It's very important to be familiar with these halachas due to the fact that many times if the wrong bracha is made, it will be a necessity of remaking the bracha, depending on the situation. The priority of these brachas also adds honor to the bracha itself, demonstrating great respect for Hashem and thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way that it's made, showing how we make the priority in brachas is a very important thing because of the fact it's showing the honor, which we'll talk about. We'll explain that a little bit more next year. Okay, we're going to stop here for now. The halachas that we're talking about today, basically, they're brought down in various form, but today's share was written up from the Sefer Guidelines, page 76. Be'ezras Hashem, we will continue tomorrow. Thank you for listening. Hatzlacha, bracha, kol tuv.